The next talk, the most comfortable luggage trays in long-range trains at the German Railway by Hexchen, who is an enthusiastic railway traveler. So we had one of those about uncomfortable seats, but about comfortable luggage trays, I haven't heard anything like that. But I'm experienced in railway travel, and Hexchen also does that in crowded trains. So have fun with the next talk. I hand off to the speaker. Hello, I am Hexchen, and I like trains. And this talk was there in a much shorter version as a spontaneous lightning talk at the atmospheric discharge. It was a spontaneous event and was created by the climate change activists in Munich. As I said, I like trails. My unicorn Emma also likes trains, and she is in the background at the stage, and she always travels with me. And I travel on trains a lot. Last year, I traveled roughly 100,000 kilometers on the rail, lots of hundreds of hours of time in a train. I traveled all throughout Germany. Wonderful. And before I start, there are some important notes. And this is my own opinion, and it's not the opinion of my past, previous, or current employers. It is not a representative opinion of the Deutsche Bahn. And this is entertainment. Please note that rail operation needs safety, and safety is always important. And if the train is full, then please take another train and don't sit in luggage trays if your safety cannot be guaranteed. And always follow the orders of the personnel to avoid accidents. And pictures are by me, unless otherwise noted, except schematic diagrams of the trains. Those have been stolen from the Deutsche Bahn. But let's see what kinds of trains we have in the long-range fleet. We have the ICE1, BR141, ICE2, BR42, the ICE3, ICET, BR411, 415, and we have the ICE3M, that's the model number, and we have the ICE3MS, model number, model range 407, ICE4, model range 412, and only since the last change in the schedule, we have the ICE3NEO, model range 408, and though there are trains I left out, otherwise, perhaps because I didn't have time to take photos, and I left out the Intercity 1, as they are now traveling on the network. And this is non-homogeneous. They have individual carriages. They are individually composed. And it's hard to say what exactly is an Intercity 1, except that it is a locomotive and an engine and a few carriages. And the Intercity 2 was the a regional express with carpet, and it's not really a long-range train. It's just a two-story carriages, and in some connections you can travel on it with a short-range ticket. I also left out the Nightjet trains and the Railjet and Railjet Express. And Nightjet and Railjet Express, they are or a bit chaotic and not non-homogeneous, and that's some Austrian or Swiss material, and the RBB is the ÖBB, the Austrian one is only on certain routes in Germany. And I also left out the ETR 610 that's used in Germany on intercity express routes operated by the Swiss Railway and between Munich main station and Lindau and Zurich, or from Milano via Basel to Frankfurt. Another one, the ICETD, is also left out. It is not operational anymore. I don't have any photos of it. And there's one of those still operational, but let's ignore that. What's unfortunately also left out is the Met. It's not operational anymore. It was wonderful, and I don't have any photos, but maybe some photos. Yeah, that's a photo from the Metropolitan. A very nice train, very comfortable seats, and you don't really need any luggage trays. And this is a photo of the more sensible ICE2, and it has really good seats and not just covered in carpet. And here's a photo of a SBB, a Swiss operated train. So let's start with the ICE. Let's talk about trains. I will talk about the ICE1 is quite nice. It's a train that really has compartments, and you can see it here. The seats 85 to 112 are very comfortable in compartments, and there are some luggage trays there. You can. I'm told to speak slower. Well, okay. You can see the luggage trays between those seats here, 36 and 34. And although I really searched my photo collection, I found none of those, no photos of those luggage trays, because usually I travel in a compartment in these. And it's nicer and a bit smaller. Some like it to travel in the large open space. And I like the smaller compartments, really. But maybe some more photos of this wonderful train. This is an ICE1 in Berlin East Station, and has arrived here. And Emma wants me to say that it is really unicorn compatible, and the horn can really stretch, poke out of the window, which is not possible in other trains, maybe. In the ICE2, you can say same procedure as last year. The ICE2 is designed interior, have a very similar interior design, but it doesn't have any compartments. So the luggage trays are also only a few of them. Maybe there are only 8 of them in the whole train in the second class. And here I looked through my photo collection, and I know why I couldn't find any photo. There are 2 carriages in which I like to sit, and that is the one with the comfort seats and the control train, and both have no luggage tray, and so I never sit in the luggage train in those, which is a bit sad. The ICE3, that's the model range 403, and the previous trains also don't have their original design anymore. They have a new design now, and the ICE3 has a really wonderful feature you can't really see here, but the lower one of the 2 parts here doesn't also contain the control seat, but behind that there is the panoramic lounge, where you can directly look at the driver while he's working. It's also a quiet area, and the lighting is a bit dimmed, is a bit lower, and there are very comfortable luggage tray seats there. But what you have to take care of in the lounge is that is sometimes reserved for colleagues who are traveling. And if you see that, you can't just sit there as a normal passenger, but you have to ask the conductor if you can use that. In the lounge itself, there is this here, this luggage step where my backpack is, and you can sit there if there are no free seats. And directly opposite the luggage step, there is my bag and my other backpack. There's this little table, and you can also sit there. You have to be a bit taller for that, otherwise your feet will dangle far above the ground. But from Munich to Berlin, a 4-hour trip, I have been sitting there, and it's quite comfortable. And another room, which is a bit tighter, is behind the seats 41, 43, and also on the opposite side, which I can just show you in this schematic diagram. Those are the seats 45 and 47. And there's a little bit of room there, and you can sit down there fine. And there are also the luggage trays. But honestly, if you have alternatives such as the luggage step or the wardrobe in the lounge, that is a lot more comfortable. So let's go on to the ICET. And I have something very special here. And that is, I have a video. And I really grabbed an an ICET and a friend, and I took a trip on the ICET, and I'll show you from the train. So let's look at that, the ICET. We are here in an ICET of the German Railway. That's the model range 411, the second series. And this is the panoramic lounge at the head of the train. And here are seats, and you can look out the front. And sometimes the glass can be turned to frosted, and you can't look through that. But here are wonderful luggage spaces. There's a small step on which you can sit in the luggage area. You can't be too wide and too broad-shouldered. Otherwise, it's quite comfortable. But what is really interesting in the lounge, and sometimes it is reserved for colleagues of employees of Deutsche Bahn, but otherwise you can sit in the door area, but only if that's possible without safety risks. But safety is always a priority. Otherwise, we can just walk into the open space carriage, and there's behind the door a relatively comfortable space if the train is too crowded. Oh, exactly. And that was it from the ICET. And unlike the previous trains, it doesn't have a luggage rack, but it's very important that safety is important.
I hope you liked that little video. I put a lot of effort in there. I took a lot of takes of that video. I want to thank all the staff members of the ICE who were very helpful and allowed me to go into the compartments after I asked them kindly. Let's continue with the ICE 3M. It's a little bit special. It has an electrical train compartment, and it is allowed to travel through the Netherlands and Belgium. It's same procedure as last year. There are a few changes. For instance, not every carrier trains belong to Germany. Some of them belong to the Nationale Spoorwegen for the Netherlands, that you can recognize by that logo. And what's a little bit different on these trains as well is they burn. There were a few incidents. Last time was a few weeks ago. One of the ICE3s caught fire. Well, the next ICE3 is the Velaro. It's the ICE3S, dubbed Velaro. Unpopular opinion, I don't like these Velaros. If I approach a Velaro, I keep a little bit of distance in between the train and myself, but I can still talk a little bit about them. The problem with the Velaros is they don't have a panorama lounge, and they are pretty tight. The lighting is not too nice, a bit claustrophobic. It's not my favorite. I don't like traveling with them, and there are not a lot of regish trains. I avoid them, but it's not ICE2s. I really avoid as hell. But let's ignore the Velaro. Let's go to the next one, the ICE4. The ICE4, they have the reputation of having like uncomfortable seats. That used to be true, but nowadays it's not necessarily true anymore. I know that's not necessarily the opinion in the bubble, but that's my opinion. It has a little lounge, and you can look out front. It's very comfortable. It has a compartment to take bicycles along, and if you ignore and you can buy a ticket, and you can even book a bicycle compartment. Whoever managed to do this, good luck. That's great news. I never managed to do this. They I think they are pretty comfortable. To whoever who doesn't know the ICE4, those are the ones with the flat nose. It's not really flat, it's a little bit of oddly shaped. This is what a flat nose of an ICE4 looks like. Those who likes it, like it, but I'm a bit skeptical. The strip is a bit weird. It goes over a hedge in red, then it changes to green, and then it turns red again. The stripes are not glued there in a clean way. Now we're approaching us to the newest train, which is the ICE3 Neo. And the ICE3 Neo, I also took some time to, roughly after 3 weeks after it showed up on a regular schedule, and I traveled a lot with the trains, and I took this movie. And this is the end carriage of the ICE3 Neo. What we can see, unfortunately, there's no lunch anymore, but we can see a large luggage compartment, respectively a bicycle compartment, and you can store your bikes here, which is, as if it's not overloaded, you can easily take a seat here. In the wagon 26, you can see the board restaurant, and there are a few second class seats. And if you there are two ideal luggage compartments. You can sit here. It's rather comfortable. There's a little bit of leg room. You can even take some luggage. And then back 25, there's the family compartment. And it can be a bit louder, but here there's a luggage compartment where you can put in more. They are available across the train, and at the bottom you can take a seat. They are slightly tighter, but it's still, if there's nothing else available, you can sit like this or you can lie down. And what else is available on the other side? On the opposite side, there's a pram space, and you have to be careful because it is designed for prams. So if there's somebody coming in with a pram or stroller, you have to make room. Now we have the old style racks, and you can. They got more comfortable than the older version, and you can sit here rather comfortably, even though here I'm gonna hit my head a bit, but I can turn around and I can work with a laptop computer. And I hope you liked that video. There were plenty of outtakes, which I'm gonna share on social media soon. If you are following me, have fun with the outtakes. If you're not following me, good luck finding me. And the information for the traveling guests. This talk would not have been possible without the Deutsche Bahn and their trains. And they would have not have been possible without me finding the courage at the other lightning talks. Thank you to the Feierschanks that I am allowed to sit here on that stage. Thank you very much, Evelyn, for helping me recording the videos. That would be my talk.
Yes, I think I'm online again. I say thank you very much for this exciting talk. As a frequent rail traveler, I learned a lot of things, how I can handle crowded trains. And we have the opportunity for a few questions. I have already two questions. How many kilograms can they handle, those luggage trays?
That depends on the rack itself. I have to admit, I don't have the exact numbers in mind, but I'm sure the racks that running ahead on top, they are not designed to hold the full weight of a person. Please don't do that. It would be very uncomfortable if something breaks. The other racks, if you're heavy, like 160 kilos, don't put on top of them. But usually they should be strong enough to hold a grown up. But please don't hold me accountable if you're kicked out of the train.
Another question is about your personal preference. What is the most comfortable ICE, and which luggage tray is the best?
The best ICE and the most comfortable, I prefer the ICE 3 because the seats are very comfortable. It's very nice to sleep. They are similar to the seats in the ICE 4, and there will be people who don't like that opinion. And the ICE 3 has the best options to avoid, and you can find a lot of different racks. And if the glass is clear, you can even see the driver.
I'm not traveling on the ICE often, but if the train is crowded, the luggage trays are never empty. On the contrary, it's often a problem to store your luggage.
From personal experience, it really depends on the train and on the kind of racks in use. But overall, the occupation of the train is also affecting the occupation of the racks. And a lot of travelers are not very efficient, so they don't tend to spread across all the train. So it can be worth instead of staying in the compartment you stepped in, to really go across the train and go to the end, to the beginning or the end of the train, especially on a station. But if the train is full, you will not find a good space. So if the train is fully booked, it's easier to wait for another train. That can be a bit painful if you have to take that particular train with your ticket. But if you talk to the staff, they usually can help you out and accommodate you.
There are certain accessories you can take along to make it more comfortable.
Of course they are. For instance, in the ICE4, I can show that in the schematic here. The ICE4 has these relatively long luggage racks. They are the length of 2 to 3 rows of seats, and you can even get like a proper air mattress in there. It confuses the other travelers, but especially for trains that go across Germany from Berlin, Herford, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, all Munich, traveling all night long, that it's really worth the hassle and just lie down there and sleep.
So something I don't quite understand, that what about the upper stories of the upper floors? So I think you answered that.
Yeah, the overhead racks, please don't sit there. Don't do that.
Yeah, that was very exciting. I don't have any more questions right now. So are there problems with the personnel that they complain if you use the luggage areas?
Sometimes the staff, if the train is full, the staff may ask you to move and free up the rack. If the safety allows, you you can sit in the indoor areas. It's less comfortable, and if the, during the stops, you have to make room for the people who step in and step out. But as a last resort, it's a very good resolution. But overall, the staff is usually pretty relaxed when it's full, and they ignore these little small things sometimes.
Yeah, as I said, very exciting, and I don't have any more questions, and I thank you very much for these interesting insights and the great ideas for rail travel to make it more attractive.